Well, it is a creepy and curious world out there, and this morning we'll find out a little bit more about the animals that you may or may not be able to see. Believe it or not, they're there.
Dr. Emma Sherritt is joining us from the University of New England in Armidale. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning, Kelly. How's it going?
Well, thank you. You're warming up there?
Oh, yes, mostly.
Mostly. This sounds wonderful. So the world of transparent animals, are there many of them out there?
There are actually a lot. Transparency is pretty common across the animal kingdom, although it is primarily related to environment. So most of the time when we think about transparent animals, we'll think about them in the water rather than being on land.
Okay, and it's because they're transparent, we just don't know they're there.
Well, exactly, yes.
Sorry.
The invisible man.
Yeah, that's right. So mostly maybe connected to the water in some. What kind of animals are we talking about?
Yeah, so, well, the ones on land are sort of not usually completely transparent. So the animals on land maybe are glass-winged butterflies that have basically no pigmentation at all in their wings, and you can actually, like, read text through their wings. Or
wow.
You've got these basically transparent undersides of certain animals like frogs and geckos. If you've seen a gecko walking up the glass, you'll notice that you can see inside its body. So there are some terrestrial animals that have aspects of their morphology that's transparent, but none of the terrestrial ones are fully transparent.
Okay, so and underwater, they become a little bit more transparent?
Underwater, it's all go. And primarily the transparent aquatic animals live in what we call the pelagic zone. So that's the open ocean. They're the ones that never come across a solid surface in their life. They're not on the surface of the water. They're not near the reefs. They're not really deep sea or down at the bottom. They're the open ocean animals.
I can't even imagine that. Imagine never encountering a hard surface in your entire existence.
It's a really hard thing for us to imagine because we live in a really two-dimensional world.
Yeah.
We are constantly coming up against gravity and we always have hard surfaces and things to hide behind. But what do you do when you live in an environment that's so open you have nothing to hide behind? Well, you have to use camouflage, and one of the most common forms of camouflage is completely transparent.
Wow. So how do they become transparent, Emma?
Well, you know, that's an incredibly difficult thing to answer because we still don't really know. It's easier to actually understand how things are not transparent than things are transparent, but I'll have a go for you. So imagine the invisible man. He would have been completely invisible except for two things: his eyes and also his gut contents. So the eyes have to be, in order to absorb light and do what eyes normally do, they have to be opaque in some way. They can't scatter the light. They have to sort of scatter the light and they can't. Have to absorb
right.
the light. So the eyes are going to be visible, and so will the gut contents, because even if you ate something transparent, once it's digested, it becomes opaque. So the invisible man would have those things visible. But how the rest of the tissue comes transparent is primarily due to the way that the tiny little organelle that live inside the cells are distributed. Transparency is not a lack of pigment, because albino organisms are not see-through.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
So transparency is in fact technically when the object neither absorbs nor scatters light. And that's done, we think, by basically making the tissue as see-through as it can possibly be. But it's still going to be in some light, particularly UV light. It's going to be opaque. It's going to be visible.
Visible. And is it very flimsy, or can it be substantial if it is transparent? Does that affect, I guess, the sturdiness of it?
Absolutely. So most of the jellyfish are transparent. We also have things like the glass octopus or something called the sea walnut, which is related to jellyfish. It's a comb jelly. They're usually flimsy animals. The another way that you can really achieve good transparency is by being completely as thin as possible. Think of an ice cube, basically. It's a good way of thinking about it, because if you take the ice cube out of water, you can see it. It's quite visible. But you put the ice cube in water and it becomes more transparent. Mm. And in fact, the thinner the ice cube gets, the more and more invisible it becomes. So that's really the way that these transparent animals deal with it. And for the parts that have to be opaque, like the eyes, like the digestive tracts, they minimize how visible that is, either from below by making it really elongate, or they use mirroring systems so that it reflects the light away and sort of gives the impression that the animal's not there at all.
So clever. Dr. Emma Sherritt, also very clever, is with us on ABC New England Northwest as we get creepy and curious on this morning. I think very curious this morning, Emma. Thank you. You've brought us a bit of relief after weeks of creepy.
Absolutely. It is definitely more on the curious scale.
So why do they become transparent, sort of evolutionary? How has it happened?
That's a very good question. It's definitely due to camouflage. And so you have two sides to it. It is be invisible so that nothing can eat you, or be invisible so that you're a stealthy hunter. So I'll give you two examples. The stealthy hunter, for example, we've got the barrel eye fish. And it's in fact got this head that is completely see-through, and its eyes sit on these sort of like barrel projections, and they're looking up at all and floating underneath see-through creatures that are jellyfish that are collecting all these dead things in their tentacles, and they come along and they see something that they want, then their eyes rotate down, their mouth rotates up, and they steal it. Actually, there in that case, that jelly see-through substance is to protect itself from the tentacles, but other animals will use this see-through aspect in order to not be seen when it comes along and tries to attack. And of course, the see-through animals are using it as well in order to not be seen as best as possible. But there's one part that's quite interesting, because if you have a opaque aspect of your body, but the rest of you is transparent, you can make yourself look like another creature. And so a lot of transparent animals use it as a way of deceiving the predators. Mm. And so, or deceiving the prey. And so the creature comes along, thinks, oh, this is just such a small animal. It looks like a little shadow of a fish or something, not realizing that in fact, that's just the eye spot of a very large gelatinous animal that's then going to engulf you. So it's really all about stealth.
Yes. Wow, that's just extraordinary, isn't it? They're just lurking there, waiting for the opportune moment.
And it is funny, the way that the scientists do this research. So this is primarily all done by the work of Sonke Johnson at Duke University in the US.
Oh, wow.
And he is the world expert on invisible animals and cryptic life in the open oceans. And the way that these researchers study these animals is often just to deep sea go into these open ocean dives, and then they just stare at each other. they buddy up and they stare at each other, hoping that a creature is going to float between them and they're going to be able to sort of see it reflected against their black wetsuits.
Wow.
So it's quite serendipitous if they do come across an animal in the wild.
What a way to... That's incredible to think that's the only way to try and get... Oh, that's extraordinary. Emma, before we let you go, so what do we learn from them about studying transparency in animals? What do we take away from that as science?
Well, I think we can definitely use this for a lot of purposes. So the research into transparency is helping us better understand cataracts and why we get then this cloudiness of what is ostensibly a very see-through object in our eye, the lens. But also I think we can be using the way that we make things transparent, the way that we scatter the light, to do all sorts of see-through things. I think it's been used a lot in making glare-free computer screens, for example. So again, it's understanding the animal kingdom and learning from these animals in order to mimic the biology and create anything for us in our world. Yeah.